Talk to us for just a second, Ian, about the significance of this day.
Well, the attack on Pearl Harbor, I think, is the most important event of the 20th century, and not just in the history of our country, but really, I think, in global history, because it launched this country onto the global stage, and we haven't yet climbed off it. And you think about all of the long-term consequences of that. Not only did the attack on Pearl Harbor make essentially inevitable the defeat of the Axis, including Nazi Germany, but also the outcome of the Cold War 50 years later. And so it was an immensely important event. It's I think, valuable to look back over 75 years and see how it's changed the course of history.
And looking back even to the event itself, Ian, did the U.S. blow it? Did we not see this coming at all?
No, we did not see it coming at all. And there have been persistent conspiracy theories. To the contrary, I don't believe those theories. I think that the much more recent attacks on 9/11 taught us a lesson, which was that when you have a really shocking event like that, you have investigations afterward, and you go back and you find all of these signs that were there. But, of course, at the time, you're really kind of searching for a needle in a haystack. It's very easy to miss those signals. And so the exact same thing happened in 1941 as happened in 2001.
How significant is it that the sitting Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe, is going to be there?
Well, I think it's a huge milestone for Japan and for relationships, the relationship between the U.S. and Japan. Of course, President Obama visited Hiroshima last May. And so these two events, I think, are rightly regarded as significant milestones in trying to put the very bitter history of this war behind us.
In historical hindsight, do you look back at Pearl Harbor as, kind of this tactically brilliant move by the Japanese, or just a huge military blunder? How do you think, the world looks at that?
Well, I think it certainly, in tactical terms, was an extraordinary victory for the Japanese. It also was brilliantly conceived and executed, and part of the reason that the Japanese were able to surprise us the way they did was that we simply didn't believe that they had the capability to pull something like that off. And that was partly due to, I think, our own hubris and even our racial chauvinism toward the Japanese. It was also the fact that they had done a very good job of deliberately concealing the full extent of their capabilities, particularly their naval air capability.
It's hard to not underestimate the feelings that still exist in some people. I know for my mother's generation, and she and I have had conversations about this, it's almost like it was yesterday.
Yeah, and I also spent a lot of time talking to veterans, and for veterans of that war, very intense bitterness toward the Japanese people and country, in many cases continues. I think I understand that given the peculiar history of that war, and also the fact that the Japanese have not always done a good job of really facing up to their own history. I think it's true that the Germans have done a better job of that. That said, I think Japan has been a great ally. I've had the chance to get to know a lot of Japanese doing my research. I think that this visit by Abe to Pearl Harbor is yet another milestone in trying to say, let's acknowledge that these events took place a very long time ago.
Wow, what great insight, Ian. We appreciate speaking with you. That's author Ian Toll, the writer of the books Pacific Crucible and The Conquering Tide, War in the Pacific, marking the 75th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor.